This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Ruth D. Murphy, R-U-T-H, middle initial D, last name M-U-R-P-H-Y, date of birth 03/28/1934. Date of appointment November 20th, 2025, requesting physician Kevin Cope, K-E-V-I-N-C-O-P-E. Dear Dr. Cope, I have the pleasure of seeing Ruth Murphy today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 91-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 10/27/2025 due to dizziness, imbalance of the gait, and left-sided weakness. Her vision was decreased on the left side, right side. She has a macular degeneration. There was no headache. Her speech was slurred. Her voice was not clear. She has a history of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, coronary artery disease, and hypothyroidism. In the hospital, the MRI of the brain done, which shows acute infarct in the right pons. She is taking aspirin, Plavix, and atorvastatin. Past medical history, type 2 diabetes mellitus, mitral valve disorder, history of breast lump, diabetes, thyroid problem, hypercholesterolemia, hypertension, past surgical history, cholecystectomy, stent placement, carotid artery surgery, rotator cuff surgery, allergy, codeine, medications, amlodipine, metformin, metoprolol, mirabegron, atorvastatin 40 milligram, candesartan, famotidine, fenofibrate, melatonin, levothyroxine, aspirin 81 milligram. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is widowed, lives alone. Family history, mother disease, macular degeneration, father disease, stroke, man macular degeneration, one sister with rheumatoid arthritis and macular degeneration, review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, anxiety, joint stiffness, back pain, poor control of the bladder, physical examination, blood pressure 120/70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowels on present. Next supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no emphysema, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is a left facial droop present, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is decrease on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes 204, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 91-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, right-sided pontine infarct. Number two, occlusion of the right P3, P4 segment. Number three, dizziness. Number four, back pain. Number five, anxiety. Next paragraph. Patient is improving. At this time, I would like to continue the Plavix 75 mg PO daily, aspirin 81 mg PO daily, and atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily. The importance of good control of sugar and good control of blood pressure explained to the patient. Continue the physical therapy. I would like to see her back in my office in 2 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.